Blog Talk Radio.
Your attention, please. Pay attention, please. Be a witness. We got heroes risking their lives, bringing truth to the light. They're bringing truth to the light. Your attention, please. Pay attention, please.
I could write a legend to the ledger, and y'all would understand the rules.
Peace and blessings and welcome to Flavism tonight. Tonight I'm going to talk about Flavor News Radio and the transitioning of Flavor News Radio into a members-only radio station. So I hope that we've got some people listening in that wants to know about the changes taking place. If you have any questions, please feel free to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I do know that the football games are on tonight, so if you are not here live with us tonight, you can definitely come back and check out the archives. But until I see a few more people show up, I'm going to go ahead and start playing some tracks of the artists that have already agreed to be a part of the Flavor News Radio movement. I'm going to start out tonight with a piece by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and this is called Long Way Home.
Mm-hmm.
right. That was my dear, dear friend Stephen Jerome Ferguson with his piece called Long Way Home. I guess I should have warned you that I had my co-host with me, Miss Kimura. She's very excited because her mama just got home. So anyway, she is in the background hanging out with me today. So anyway, again, welcome to Flavism. Today's topic on this particular show is going to be about Flava News Radio and Flava News Radio transitioning into a members-only site. The reason why I made this decision was I wrote down the statistics, and I have 163 artists that I have their music uploaded to my show page right now. I think there is like 680-something tracks that 682 tracks that are uploaded to my music board right at this moment. I'm all about building win-win relationships. And what win-win looks like, it can be so many different ways. I know what independent artists need, and they need exposure. They need to have us help get them out there and find creative ways to give them the opportunity to be recognized and acknowledged by those outside of their general circle. And so through Flava News Radio, that's what I'm trying to create. I'm trying to create a way that the independent underground artists that come my way have this opportunity to be heard, not only here in the Pacific Northwest where I am, but of course across the United States and even around the globe. And you know, without me even realizing what I have created over the past 2 years, it has grown. It has grown tremendously. There are so many interesting people paying attention to Flava News Radio and the artists that I'm playing. So this is not about me. When I talk about turning this into a membership-only radio station, it is not about me. I've seen posts out there on Facebook saying, you know, support Lady Flava. No, what you really need to look at this as is support yourself. I've created this for you. I've created a place and a space for you to be recognized and to be heard. And out of this opportunity, I've had more opportunities open up for myself. As these doors open up for me, it means the doors are opening up for you as underground independent artists. I play a variety of shows here on Flava News Radio. I'm pretty committed to it. There are times when things happen in my personal life. Life gets in the way, and I don't do some shows. But on a whole, I do at least, we'll say, 4 shows on average on every week. And it's all about playing independent artists, shining the light on you, allowing you to call in, promote yourselves, share your thoughts, your concerns, playing your tracks, you know, giving you that opportunity to push the show out and letting people know that you are being heard on the air. One thing that I'm learning as I've been doing an online radio show is this is the way of the future. I know everybody wants to get onto that mainstream FM radio station, and that's all good. But when you go that direction, and it's not for me to say don't go that direction, but when you go that direction, the limitations of who can hear you is so very small compared to who can hear you on internet radio. So I have agreed to join, at this point, 3 more radio station teams. Once I can get my computer up to where it needs to be, the artists that stay with Flava News Radio are going to be also heard on KLSL Liquid Soul if their tracks are quality. That particular station is going to require high-quality produced tracks. That station has the capabilities of paying out royalties. So I have to have, exact information so that if you are registered with ASCAP or BMI, you can be recognized on that particular station. I have also agreed, and this kind of stemmed back almost 2 years back, I was asked, but I have also agreed to join the Soul City Radio team out of Baltimore, Maryland, and I have also agreed to join the team of Readings Radio out of London, UK. So if you are a part of the Flava News Radio membership team, then you have the capability, potential to be heard on those stations also as I host shows over there. Now, you might ask, what is this membership all about? What is Lady Flava talking about? What I'm really asking for is just $1 per month, $1 per month, or if you want to pay $12 up front for the whole year. You might say, okay, why should we pay you? Again, you have the opportunity to be heard globally, not only on one station, but potentially four radio stations. The other thing is this isn't a way of building a win-win relationship. I realize that more than half of the artists that I play on Flava News Radio has never recognized and acknowledged the fact that I play them, has never told their network that I play them. And I, you know, sometimes I really wonder what that really means, you know, because all the music that I receive here on Flava News Radio, it is sent to me. It is not music I go and pull off of somebody's website or whatever. It's music that's sent to me. I will sometimes spend time going to Our Stage or Reverb Nation and contacting artists that I really, really dig their sounds to see if they're interested in being heard on Flava News Radio. But the artists send the tracks to me. And so, you know, again, I'm all about building win-wins. You know, if you spread the word about what it is that I'm doing for you, this is about shining the light on you, then that's cool, you know, because that can help expand my network and who's listening to my shows. This is when clicks matter. The number of hits to the radio stations matter, especially over at KLSL. The number of hits over on that particular station grows what it is that I can do for you. It grows the, you know, the acknowledgement through BMI and ASCAP, you know, for you. So think about that. Think about the number of clicks and how important that is, whether it be a fan page, whether it be a Facebook page, whether it be a Reverb Nation page, whether it be a website, you know, blog, talk, radio. Clicks really matter when you want to take things to the next level. When you're looking for sponsorship, when you are looking for investors, they want to know how many people are actually paying attention to you. So anyway, again, so Flava News Radio is going to be transitioning into a members only by October 1st. I am going to still play throughout the month of September the artists that have come my way. And I feel so very, very blessed over the past 2 years. Some absolutely amazing talents have come through Flava News Radio. So the rest of September, I will definitely be playing, you know, the artists on the music board presently. And then come the first week of October, I'm going to start deleting tracks of artists who don't want to be a part of the movement. And trust me, there's no hard feelings. You know, it is really okay if you do not want to be a part of it. But if you do, or even if you are a new person to the Flava News Radio arena, you know, feel free to send me some tracks. Let me check you out and decide whether, you know, you meet the requirements of being able to be heard on the radio stations. You can send them to radio@flavanews.com. Once I hear your sound, approve you, I will let you know. And then you can go to either PayPal.com, use radio@flavanews.com as the send to email, and you can give $1 a month, or you can go give $12 for the whole year or whatever amount that you would like to give. We also invite any other artists of any other art forms besides music and spoken word to participate, because this isn't just about the musical talents and the spoken word talents. This is about all art forms and being able to find a variety of ways of being able to put you out there. You know, we can have audio, you know, snippets of your books, you know, played on the show if you are an author, you know, or you're a poet. If you're a painter, you know, you could come on and let's do a feature. I mean, this is really, really open for all artists, underground independent artists. So let me jump back in and play some more tracks of artists that have come my way. And actually, I had agreed in my own mind with my own self as I'm going to play artists tonight that have already stepped up and are official members of Flava News Radio. So I started out tonight with Stephen Jerome Ferguson. Now I'm going on to Collie Williams, out of Washington, D.C. with her piece called Passing Day. Another member of the official movement of Flava News Radio, Ms. Kali Williams, out of Washington, D.C., and I've had her on as a featured guest. So I would really suggest that you scroll back and take a listen to her feature if you missed it live. Unfortunately, there was technical difficulties about the first 10 minutes of her show. But if you scroll in, you can hear an amazing, amazing story from this beautiful young woman. Also, I got her to sing live. So again, Flava News Radio is transitioning into a members-only radio station. And that means that there's a membership fee, a very small membership fee. I'm only asking $1 a month. And $1 a month, in a sense, is just solidifying it, and you know, it's more of just letting, you know, Flava News Radio know, and now, okay, Lady Flava know, that this is something that you really want to be a part of. This is something that you believe in, and you want to be a part of a movement that grows and grows and grows. Again, in the last 2 years, I had no idea what this would turn into. I had no idea that I would have listeners in South Africa, to Japan, to Brazil, Bogota, Colombia, to, you know, of course, Germany and London. Just so many locations are paying attention. The interesting thing is, especially in the last 6 months, people are notifying me and letting me know what they think about the music that I'm playing. So it's not only in the statistics that I can see where listeners are coming from, but they are also sending me music. I mean, well, music, okay. But they're also sending me comments and letting me know what they think. And they'll let me know if they think production is bad, or they'll let me know if they don't like an artist that I play. And I really, really love that feedback because, you know, there's nothing better in doing this and knowing somebody's paying attention. And that's what you as underground independent artists need. You need to know that people are paying attention. And through Flava News Radio, people are. The thing is that in opening the doors to the other radio stations, it's because they heard my radio show. So when Cedric James from KLSL, Cedric James is a known radio personality here in the Pacific Northwest with about 20 years being on the air. And I didn't know that Cedric James was paying attention to me, and he asked if I would partner with him in doing some music. The other thing on KLSL through Cedric James is he is willing to take a listen to the underground independent artists that come my way, that I send to him and say, you know what, Cedric, take a listen. I think these, you know, this artist might be somebody you might want to blend in on your show where you play mainstream radio artists. You know, so mainstream artists are played by Cedric James. For me, I'm going to continue playing only independent artists. So you could potentially, depending on the quality of your tracks, you could potentially get played on Cedric James' show. You know, again, to be heard over in Europe, that's an amazing thing, to have people, you know, over there paying attention. So you have the opportunity to potentially be heard on Reading's radio over in the London, UK. You could potentially be heard on Soul City Radio out of Baltimore, Maryland. And so it's not only Flava News Radio that you could be heard on. It's also these other. And I'll be honest, I've been approached by two other radio stations, one out of Atlanta and one out of Ohio. I have not agreed at this point, you know, to explore that opportunity. It may be something that I will explore. And if that's the case, you could be heard on potentially 6 radio stations. So, you know, just think about it. Think about it. You know, this is a movement. This is about the numbers. This is about, you know, taking things to the next level. You know, with the $1 a month, it covers the expense of the radio station. It could grow the Flava News Grant Foundation so I can build on something to help support your needs as independent artists when you come to financial, you know, projects that you need assistance on. You just never know where this could go. Again, I had no idea I would be in a position where I would be heard around the world, let alone on several other radio stations. This is all about you. If I was playing Boo Boo artists, other people would not be paying attention. So I'm just going to still go down the list and play some more of the artists who are official members of the Flava News Radio movement. I'm going to play a piece. This is actually the Knox family, but Julie C. is the artist who's joined the team. She's an amazing, amazing female rapper out of the Seattle area.
Yo, man. think they heard you. Violence is a symptom, not the disease. Like Angel says, eradicate the roots and not the leaves. Politicians and armchair leadership say youth are a priority. But in MLK Junior County, 73% of general funds go to law, justice, and safety, a.k.a. jailing, prosecution, policing, while only 6% goes to human service. But prevention's a priority. Education's a priority. Why is the city of Seattle dropping $110 million to open a new jail we don't need, while the district can't even find a measly 3.6 to keep our schools from closing? Want to know what's really going on? Just follow the paper trail to downtown, Olympia, Wall Street, D.C. As long as poverty pimps keep profiting from our problems, we can't wait for change. We gotta create our own solutions straight from the people's movement. That's why we keep it pushing.
All right, that was Julie C. with her family called the Knox family. And she is another artist who has joined the movement here on Flava News Radio. If you have any questions, you know, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. If you have any comments, feel free to raise your hand, hint, hint, you know, and let me know what you think about Flava News Radio transitioning into a members-only station. I'm really excited about it. So far, we've got 12 official artists that are on board. We've got 42 that have agreed out of the 163 artists. I don't think that's really, really bad. I don't think that's bad at all. So I believe that by the time this month is out, it's going to grow. I think that there are people that are going to see and understand the value of what it is that I do through Flava News Radio. And, you know, I just, in the end, it's going to be great. It's going to be something great. And it doesn't mean that people can't join at any point, you know, as I'm on the air. You can definitely join. But comes October, the people who have made the decision not to, or maybe they missed the contact, will be deleted off. But I'll always post it out. And if you are an artist that is a part of the movement here at Flava News Radio, let your artist friends know. If it's something that you really are digging, and I would say that you must, if you've chosen to join the movement, let your friends know about what we're doing here. If you are a fan of the independent artists that I play, or if you just want to get to know the artists that I'm playing, you know, you are more than welcome to join. We've got Miss Eleanor out there on the East Coast who's become a part of the movement as a fan. I've got some authors who have actually contacted me, so I was really thrilled about that. That was something that kind of surprised me. And I'll be honest, some of the artists that have stepped up and, you know, become official members, you know, was a very, very pleasant surprise. This young man that I'm going to play next, it wasn't a surprise. He has always been a big supporter of who I am and what I do. This is my dear friend DeLon out of Houston, Texas, with his piece, Happy Home.
Thank you.
That was my dear, dear friend, DeLon, out of Houston, Texas. DeLon is now working with SJF Music, LLC, and you are going to hear something absolutely amazing coming out of him very, very soon. I'm so excited because I believe that I'm going to be the first to be able to play that particular track on air. So I'm going to play an artist who is newer to me, but I fell in love with her as a person and of her sound. She is also being produced by SJF Music, LLC, and this is Leah Henderson with her piece, Step Into This Love, and it is produced over Stephen Jerome Ferguson's piece called Sweet 1016.
To this love you never felt before. Step into this love that will hold you forevermore. It's not a love from outer space. It's a love seasoned with grace. Even the stars knows this love because they were created by hands above. It's a love that never fades. It's a love that never goes away. So tell me, are you interested in this love that I'm bringing to you? Let me know so I can get it to you, so you can take your time. Now sit back while you unwind. Oh, the melody, the way it makes me feel, is so real. melody.
That beautiful piece is by Leah Henderson out of the Pacific Northwest. It's called Step Into This Love, and it is produced by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, SJF Music, LLC, over one of his pieces called Sweet 1016. That's just giving you a taste of some of the artists coming my way and who have agreed to become a part of the movement of Flava News Radio. Again, Flava News Radio is transitioning into a members-only radio station. It's about artists supporting artists. It's not about Lady Flava. This is about you. This is about you guys, you know, and, you know, I'm only asking $1 a month. Put those four quarters together, you know, that you throw into the coin jar, you know, and stick it in an envelope and send it to me if that's how you need to do it. It just kind of shows me that you're committed to what it is that what I do and what I create for you as an underground independent artist. It's kind of building that win-win. Sometimes, I'll be honest, it felt like it was one-sided. You know, it was all about me showing support to you. And I have been preaching for years about building win-wins, and it's something that I'm just so strongly believe in. As I try to spread the word about who you are and what you do as an artist, I really would appreciate you spreading the word about who I am and what I do, because I think we go hand in hand in making this, you know, making this connect work. You can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. So let's join hands and do it together and consider becoming a part of the Flava News radio movement. If you don't know about it, you can go. I have a blog called Thoughtfully Flava. You can read it over on my WordPress blog. You can go to Facebook. I have a note that's circulating that talks about it. You can go to my website, which is www.flavanews.com, and hit Flava News Radio tab, and it's got all the information there. All I'm asking is for $1 a month and or $12 if you want to pay the whole year out. I know you can afford that, to have your music played globally. I know you can afford that. So if you want to become a part of that, I'm just asking for you to go online to paypal.com, use radio@flavanews.com as the email, send to email address. If you are not comfortable with sending online or do not have the capabilities of sending online, you can mail me a money order. You can put four quarters in an envelope. Just email me at radio@flavanews.com, and I will give you my mailing address. So I hope to see many more of you joining the team of Flava News Radio. And let's just, you know, see where we can take this, because it has grown in just the 2 years. I'll come back and tell you a little bit more. I hope you all don't think that I'm rambling, but I just kind of want to hit on this throughout the show. If there is anybody who is interested in calling in and just asking me some questions or making some comments about this change, please feel free to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. The gentleman that I'm going to play next, he is somebody who is honestly probably the newest artist to me. We became connected through a dear friend of mine, and this particular piece I'm going to play now, I've not played on the show yet. It is produced by my dear, dear friend Roger that you hear me talk about sometimes, who kind of challenges my thought about why I do what I do and all of that. And so anyway, this is produced by Ariel out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and it's an older piece, so it was produced back in 1992. The artist's name is Dwight Hobbs, and this piece is called Pretty Girl. Out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, with his piece Pretty Girl, that's produced by REL back in 1992. So I've got a caller who's raised their hand. Yay, let me bring them in. All right, Miss Eleanor, welcome to Flavism, where we're talking about Flava News Radio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. Yes. Yeah, I was listening to the music, and it sounds good. But I just want to stress to those out there that are listening that this is a movement that can help you. The artist, just like she said, it can really help you on the way. How many times did you have to wonder, how am I going to get this far? How am I going to get that far? And the reason why I joined it, so maybe I can help someone. And, I mean, no, you don't hear my voice, you don't hear me singing or anything right now, but I know sooner or later you will.
Yes,
but I'm just
we're
going to
work on that one.
But I just want to encourage them, you know, if they're out there to, you know, invest. I've seen many people struggle, lady. I've seen people struggle, wondering, and they go after the midstream first. You know, they just go after it first. But you start out, if you have someone that will help you, you have people that will help you get further. You know, so just take advantage of that. Just think about it as someone loves you that much.
Right. I love that. I love you putting it that way.
Yeah.
Right.
A dollar a month. Let me tell you, that's got to be love, because out here they want lots and lots of money. So our lady Flavor has, you know, great love for you. And naturally, I have love for you because I'm in this. And I'm pushing.
Well, I appreciate you. You know, and I appreciate
you,
you know, Eleanor, for, you know, just your continuous support. You know, you always let me know that you're around, you know, and then you disappear. And I'm like, where did she go? I mean, and it was so funny because I remembered you said you were going to be away for a little bit, you know, and this and that. And then your number popped back up and I totally missed the area code, you know. But you have always, you know, since we connected through Stephen Jerome Ferguson, you know, you've just been constant. And, you know, that's something that means a lot to me, Eleanor. And I have to publicly let you know how much I appreciate that because, you know, sometimes, I imagine, you know, artists feel, you know, sometimes you feel like you're alone. You know, that people aren't paying attention or what you're doing doesn't matter. Because, you know, being the artist cheerleader and doing the radio show, sometimes it's not easy. It is a big commitment because you could hear my grandchild in the background.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try to arrange, you know, the shows when I have the least distractions around me. And, you know, there's so much more that I'm doing, you know, behind the scenes that artists are not aware of.
Right.
You know, and then look at this. Who would have ever guessed I'd be asked to be on other radio stations?
See?
I think I still haven't quite grasped that myself, you know, that all these radio stations are, like, reaching out to me and saying, you know, would you be interested in hosting a jazz show? Would you be interested in hosting this or that? You know, you know, but like I say all the time, if I was playing really bad artists, these other stations wouldn't be reaching out to me.
That's right.
You know, so I appreciate, you know, and I appreciate you saying the fact that, you know, this is about them investing in themselves. You know, where can you get this type of support for a dollar?
That's right.
You know, I've been at being the artist cheerleader since actually 2007, you know. Radio show host for the past 2 years since 2009, and it's clearly something I'm committed to do. Just like artists are very committed in creating their art and trying to, you know, network and get out there and find ways for people to help shine the light on them. You know, this is just one way. I'm not saying that I'm perfect. You know, what was it that I put out there? But I'm very passionate about what it is that I do. You know, and I think the passion must be felt because people are paying attention, you know, and this is growing, and it's grown without very little effort. That's the other thing is, that's why I say this is of God. Eleanor,
yes.
I really believe this is of God because it's come to me too easy, and I think that all of my life journey in my 51 years has led me to this point. And, you know, with my daddy being a Baptist minister, he too believes this is my ministry. And so, you know, when my daddy feels the same thing, you know, it's got to be. I just really believe that, you know. And so,
right.
You know,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And when you can do something like this to help, it has to come from your heart. It has to. And for you to put forth an effort like this and say, I'm going to do this, and only charge $1 a month. And I'm sorry, I keep barking on that, because if they get out there in the ministry with someone else, they're going to pay a lot of money. We want them to get out where they can make a lot of money. And we're going to push them, and we're going to treat them right. So when they get out there, they can realize, well, you know, Lady Flavor helped us get here. You know, we appreciate it so much, and thank you. They're going to be so happy that they did what they did. I have a question. Was
sure.
that DeLon White that was singing? Was
that
the
was. DeLon, the fourth track that I played, it was DeLon. Happy Home. Yes, that's our DeLon.
Oh, my goodness. What a voice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, and unfortunately, DeLon's probably at work tonight.
Yeah.
Because he works the, like, graveyard shift or whatever. But he used to call into my shows before he would go to work, and I would actually get him to sing live. The range that man has is absolutely amazing. So, Eleanor, just wait till this piece comes out by SJF Music with DeLon.
Yes.
And several of our other family members from SJF Music. It is absolutely amazing. I've gotten a little glimpse of it as it's being created. It is beautiful. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay, well, I've said all I'm going to say.
Okay. All right.
And,
I will put you back on and hold.
Okay.
But thank you
and
so much.
I
thank
might
you so
leave
much for
soon.
Raising your hand.
No problem.
Okay.
No problem. God bless you.
All right, my friend. All right, that was Eleanor Lynch. She's joined as a fan. She is an artist also. So we're hoping to, you know, get some things created with her being a part of it. But, you know, I just, you know, I really encourage anybody who believes in what we're doing here at Flava News Radio. Again, this is not about me, Lady Flava. This is about the underground independent artists. This is about supporting a movement and moving it forward. You know, we talk about the struggles of taking things to the next level. And there are many ways of taking things to the next level. Some of it is just by participating. Some of it is by the numbers, you know, that numbers game. You know, it's not an easy thing. I was talking to a friend of mine who is a part of a pretty popular kind of gossip type website out of California. And, you know, he's like, Lady Flava, we're finally up to 16,000 hits a month. He says, but, man, that's work. I mean, I wish I could get, you know, up to, 3,000 hits a month. But you know what? I'm at, in the past, well, okay, we're in 9 months, right? Past 9 months, I'm almost at 20,000 hits to my radio show. So to me, I'm like, I never expected that. So, you know, I'm hoping those numbers will get bigger, you know, as I travel over to the other radio stations, to Soul City Radio out of Baltimore, to Ruddings Radio out of London, UK, to KLSL, Liquid Soul out of the Pacific Northwest. I hope to see the numbers grow even more. Those particular stations, you'll hear more of a polished sound out of me. I'm kind of excited about all of that, to have my voice sound polished and the music be played in stereo. Over here on Blog Talk, this is just us doing us. I'm not as concerned with, you know, top quality production of tracks. If I can recognize that there is clearly a talent there, you definitely can be heard on Flava News Radio. I do push for you to try to send in your best. You know, definitely try to send in your best, because if you do that, then you have the potential of being heard on the other radio stations. So, you know, send me your top quality. Send me your radio-ready, radio-friendly tracks. If you are a new artist and you're looking for a home to kind of, you know, get your foot in the door to get out there and to be heard around the world, Slava News Radio is definitely a great place to, you know, consider to make that your home. Also, if you want to be featured, you can have a feature with me on the Leopard Carpet. That's where it's going to be all about you, talking about your art, you know, talking about your story. If you are a musical talent or a spoken word talent, definitely playing your sound, you know, and being able to put it out. The archives of these shows can be put out, you know. So if you are a featured guest, put it out there. Let people know. Use it as a tool to market yourself. You know, Flava News is all about, you know, you using this as a tool to help you get out there. You know, let people know they can come hear you on Flava News Radio. You may potentially be able to be featured over on the website, you know, in the newsletter. You know, so many different things that you can do. You could create an audio drop that is played, you know, on the radio. You can create a audio promo, you know. This is all about the artists. I've created this for all artists of all art forms and all genres, you know, to feel like they have a place and a space. If you are doing quality things, come here. Come find me, radio@flavanews.com. I'm going to scroll down the list again, and I'm going to play another track by an artist who is an official member of Flava News Radio Movement. And this is T-Soak, an absolutely amazing Christian jazz artist out of the Pacific Northwest. And I'm going to play his piece called Jesus Loves Me.
Thank you.
That beautiful piece is by a Pacific Northwest artist, T. Soak, and the piece is called Yes, Jesus Loves Me. So you can see there's a variety of style of talents that are coming my way. And I'll be honest with you, there are artists from all over the world that have agreed to join Flava News Radio, from Denmark and London to Brazil and Bogota, Colombia. I'm so very, very excited. So very excited to have not only artists here in the Pacific Northwest, where I am, Seattle, Washington, to across the United States and around the globe. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Now I want to play a piece by another artist, another official artist who has joined the Flava News movement. And this is Monica Monet. I'm going to play her piece, Home. Monica Monet out of Jacksonville, Florida, with her piece, Home, another artist who is an official member of the Flava News Radio movement. I see there's some people that are new that have just tuned in, so let me just kind of run over what it is that we're doing here at Flava News Radio. Flava News Radio is a supporter of underground independent artists from all over the world. I create a variety of shows just on Blog Talk Radio to support artists, whether it be, you know, opening the phone lines for artists to promote themselves, to discuss, you know, some of their concerns and process those concerns with other fellow artists from around the world, to just playing the music, creating shows to be heard, a little listening party, a 15-minute set where 8 artists get 15 minutes to be heard. You know, it could be the flavor of jazz. That's all about jazz artists. You know, there's just a variety of shows that I'm throwing up there. I love the Artist Roundtable, and I need to get back into doing that. That's a lot of fun. You know, that's so interesting to me, to hear the artists talk with each other and process what it is that they're going through, or just coming up with ideas that are working, you know, for them, and sharing those ideas. So there's just so many ways that you can be supported here on Flava News Radio, but also in the past 2 years, my popularity as Lady Flava of Flava News Radio has grown, and I am now being asked to participate on other radio stations. So that means that you can also not only be heard here on Flava News Radio on Blog Talk Radio, but you can also potentially be heard on Soul City Radio out of Baltimore, Maryland, Ruddings Radio out of London, UK, and also KLSL Liquid Soul out of the Pacific Northwest. KLSL at this point has some of more capabilities as an online radio station that other stations don't have. They have a record-keeping system that connects with BMI and ASCAP, where artists that are played on their station can be recognized and paid out royalties. So, you know, you have that opportunity, if you become a member of Flava News Radio, to potentially be heard on 3 other radio stations. I have been connected or contacted by 2 other 24-hour online radio stations to potentially host shows over there. I have not agreed and have that conversation as of yet, because I just kind of want to transition Flava News Radio into this members only and get set up on the other 3 radio stations. So all of the changes are going to be taking place in October. You know, we'll be good to go. For artists that do not decide to be a part of the movement here on Flava News Radio, I'll just delete the tracks. You know, and I have loved playing the Flava of 163 artists, you know, for the past 2 years. It has been amazing. And due to the quality of the artists that I'm playing, you know, it has helped to grow my popularity as Lady Flava. So what does it look like to be a member? I'm just asking for you to give $1 a month. Put those 4 quarters together, stick them in an envelope, and mail them to me. If you have the capability of paying online, you can go to paypal.com, use radio@flavanews.com as the send to. It's just $1 a month or $12 for a whole year. If you want to give a different increment, you can definitely do that. If you are an artist of any other art form besides audio artistry, you can also become a member if it's something that you believe in. You know, I definitely want to get authors and graphic designers and chefs and all artists of all art forms to feel like this is your home. This is where you can be heard. This is where you can be promoted. You are definitely also welcome to join. If you are a fan of Flava News Radio, or if you're a fan of the underground independent artist movement, or any artist that I play, or you've got an artist you want me to play, you know, you are definitely welcome to become a part of the movement also. Again, it's just $1 a month, $12 a year. So far, I've got 12 official members, and I guess I'll be honest, what that means is they've paid their membership. And then I've got 42 who have said that they are going to join, and I trust that they will definitely step up and do that. So tonight, as I talk about the transition of Flava News Radio into a membership radio station, I am also playing tracks of the artists that are officially members of the movement. So I'm going to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest. This young man, I am so, so impressed with him. I love me some JC Flo. I love his wife. I love his baby girl. You know, he's one of the most professional artists out there. He does it all right. He goes into the studios. He picks quality artists to work with. he pays, you know, for everything that it is that he, you know, needs to make his world work as a hip-hop artist. And I really have such great respect. So I was extremely excited when I saw that he was going to become a part of this movement. Again, J.C. Flow out of the Pacific Northwest. And I'm going to play his piece called Hot Like Fire featuring Hirsch and Mr. E.
It's that hotness, but I got this. Spit these flames that are hotter than your lava, more and rockets. Break that beat, then I make that heat. It tastes so sweet, but it ain't complete, cause after seats, got them grinding. Where they at? Gotta find them. I know, you know, we got that super smooth flow, man. We gonna shine so bright, but this ain't no fool's gold. Really ain't no higher, yeah, really ain't no flyer. Cause we hotter than the pocket change that just came out your dryer. Hot crews, that's us, ain't nobody gonna match us. Yes, we got that sickness, so you really can't help but catch us. Number one requested on these radio airwaves. Hot like fire, now we burn it up your airspace. And it's still never gonna be hotter. We can keep it burning even if it's underwater. Tripled our account, now we tripled our amount. So the only time I suck is when the mitch is in my mouth. Hey, goddamn money, man, far from broke. Gear stays cleaner than a bar of soap. When the rip that, get that, put them up, hit that. Acrobatic, the way my tongue stick that. Keep this cracking, hotter than a dime in the phone on the dance floor, shake in the vacuum. Minimal criminal attacking. I don't want a standing ovation from the gun clapping. Now, when it's going down, we hotter than the fire from the gun that heats your ground. Coming up with a bucket nugget, talks louder than the money. And so we let the dough speak for us like the triloquist.
We can talk cash, we can talk credit cards on Monday.
Talk money, baby,
I'm hot like fire, baby.
That's my boy J.C. Flow out of the Pacific Northwest with his piece called Hot Like Fire featuring Hirsch and Mr. E. I've got talents from, you know, hip-hop to jazz, to soul, R&B, spoken word, from one coast to another coast and even beyond, you know, the United States that are becoming a part of the Flava News radio movement. I feel so extremely blessed, so extremely blessed. The month of September, I'm going to be playing tracks from all the 163 artists that are presently uploaded. I've got what I think I counted 682 tracks uploaded to the station right now from 163 artists. And, you know, I know that some of the artists are not going to follow, you know, and be a part of the movement. Some of them may miss the communication. What I am going to do is I'm going to be sending, I've sent out mass emails to the artists that I have uploaded. I've also sent out, you know, Facebook private messages to artists. But I'm going to take the time and individually contact each artist by email or by Facebook to notify them. Now, I know that sometimes you might miss messages, because I know I do. If your emails or your inbox on Facebook looks anything like mine, I miss a lot of things that come my way. But I hope that at some point you'll pay attention. Even if your tracks get deleted by the first week of October, it does not mean that you can't rejoin. You know, just definitely, you know, hopefully you're paying attention to what's going on at some point with Slava News Radio, and at any point you can join the movement. Only a dollar, four quarters, only a dollar, $12, you know. To me, that's two meals at McDonald's, you know. Sometimes we talk about the fact, you know, that a pack of gum or a soda costs more than a dollar. You know, and as Miss Eleanor was talking about, you know, I'm only asking for a dollar. You know, if you think about it, if I got a dollar for each 163 artists, that would just really cover the expenses of the radio station, you know, almost for a year, half a year. It could just really, really grow, you know, what it is, and make this movement bigger and more powerful, and allow me to have more capabilities to better serve you, the underground independent artists. This isn't about saving my butt financially. This is about creating a movement, creating a real movement. It's all about the numbers. And you know what? And you know it's about the finances. It takes money to make money, you know. And I just knew in my heart that I had to do some things differently. I work very, very hard at what it is that I do. And I make very little money from this, you know. And as everybody, you know, goes out there, you know, artists that sell books, they want to sell books. You know, artists that create CDs and digital downloads, they want to sell tracks. They want to sell CDs. You know, when it comes to artists that perform live somewhere, they want to sell tickets and entries to shows. People that create, you know, visual art, they want to sell their pieces, you know, for you to enjoy. And so when it comes to even what we do here at Flava News Radio, it takes money to do this. The radio station costs, you know, the phone lines cost, the internet costs. It all costs to do these things. Nothing that we're doing right now is free, you know. And so it would be great, you know, to join hands with you. And let's make this a win-win. Let's see where we can take this, because, again, I had no idea that, you know, what it was that I was doing 2 years ago was going to grow into what is happening right now on Flava News Radio off of Blog Talk Radio. You know, being heard around the world, having people come and pay attention to my shows and saying, you know, I listened to three of your shows, and what do you think about joining my team? You know, so the capabilities are just out there, you know, and I hope that you would really, really consider becoming a part of the movement here at Flava News Radio. Again, I'm going to continue playing tracks from artists that have officially joined the team. Of course, my dear, dear friend John D. Green Sr. out there in Michigan has joined the team. I'm going to play his signature piece, which is called Melodocracy. All right, that was John D. Green Sr. out of Michigan with his signature piece, Melodocracy. And again, John D. Green Sr. is part of the movement here at Flava News Radio. Another one of my people hanging out on the phones has raised their hand, so let me bring them in. All right, welcome to Flavis. I'm Stephen Jerome Ferguson.
Hey, girl, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. So what do you think about this movement I'm trying to create?
Just wonderful. I'm serious. I mean, where else can an artist pay a dollar a month to get their music actually heard? And that's like, you talk to just about any independent artist, that's the first thing they'll ask you is, how do I get my music heard? How do I get my music heard? This is how you do it. To be able to get your music heard to a worldwide audience for a dollar a month, I mean, come on. Can't beat it.
So Stephen, let's flip the script.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, you know, I was really thrilled, you know, with the numbers of people that had reached out to me after I put the post out and sent the emails out saying they wanted to be a part of it. What do you suppose the reason would be, the biggest reason would be that an artist would not sign up to be a part of the movement?
To be honest with you, I can't think of one. I mean, like I said, there are a few blog talk radio stations out there that play some independent artists, but very few that play nothing but independent artists. And, you know, you can send your stuff in to these people and, you know, they might play it, they might not, you know. But to be honest with you, I can't think of one reason not to make that investment in yourself. I mean, we're talking about, what, $12 a year, you know, for not only on Blog Talk, but the other stations you're going to be associated with as well. I mean, come on.
Right.
You know, it's mind-boggling to me. I mean, I dare somebody to be able to take one of their CDs into a regular FM radio station and say, hey, can you guys play this for me? You know, and...
Right.
You know, they'll tell you, they'll look at you like you got a toenail growing out of your forehead or something. You know, they'll say, what is wrong with this dude?
Well, and you know, it used to be that back in the day you could show up with a CD or a cassette tape, you know, and potentially be able to be heard. And played on the air by a radio,
back.
You know.
Way back.
Yeah,
in the
way
day,
back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now, you know,
no.
Now, you know, it's so hard to connect with a radio show host, period, online or, you know,
right.
On the air, on the actual radio. It's hard to connect with anybody to even get a response out of them if you sent music, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so... one of the stations I know has it posted on their site. You know, it says email over and over and over, you know, because you just, with the number of emails that they get, you know, depending on when your email hits the site of who's ever checking, you know, you still may have that chance of them actually
yeah.
opening up the email, you know, but they said, you know, that you just need to be persistent and consistent. And that's hard. That's hard to just sit there and, you know, every week send it out to the same radio stations in hopes that they're going to open up and actually download and take a listen. So,
yeah, you got yeah. about as much chance of getting mauled by a grizzly bear and a polar bear in the same day than to have a chance. You know what I'm saying? It's,
right.
It won't be nothing but blind luck. But,
right.
It's amazing, but. You know, it. I think a lot of it may be the fact too that there are a lot of us out there, myself included. I've got I've lost track of how many different email addresses I have.
Right.
And, you know, they may have, somebody may have set up their Facebook email or the email that they originally sent you the tracks from. They may look at that email maybe about once every 6 months or something now, whenever it comes across their mind. So that may be some of the situation, too, that some of the people just haven't read the email yet.
Exactly. You know, and that is the challenge, you know, in trying to make contact with the artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm like, okay, if I exhaust every effort to make contact, then I think that I can sleep okay at night. Whether they miss the email or they miss the post or whatever. And, you know, maybe at some point they may come back and say, hey, Flava, you know, are you playing me still? Or, you know, I heard you turn into a members only. And, you know what does that mean for my music? And then we can open up a dialogue about it. So, you know, I'm excited. I think, you know, there are going to be enough artists that are going to come on board. By the time this transition is complete, you know, to just have a solid sound that can be heard here, you know, that has transitioned, then, you know, I can play with, like, which shows to do and, you know, what days to do it and, you know, get set up on the other radio stations. And I'm really blessed because, you know, through the challenges that I'm facing, whether it be computers or grandchildren or whatever, you know, the radio stations have been so amazing with me and being patient. And they said that they, you know, really, really want me. And so, you know, they're okay with the delays that I have faced in actually getting on the air, you know, with them. And I'm lucky for that, you know. But, you know, Stephen, I had no idea that other radio stations would want me.
Well, you know, they're looking for talent as well, and radio show hosts, because this may be a little bit of the issue too, is that there are a lot of independent artists out there that still don't realize where internet radio is going.
Right.
And trust me, the regular FM radio stations that you dial into on your car, they know that they can feel internet radio breathing down the back of their neck. You know?
Right.
And they're struggling trying to get sponsors and all this kind of stuff. And they got people running, beating the bushes 24/7 trying to get advertising dollars. That's where they make most of their money from.
Exactly.
But, these people are developing free apps that you'll be able to download to your phone where you can listen to 24-hour internet radio stations anytime on your phone. These apps are also being developed for probably in the next, maybe about a year, maybe 2 years, you're going to start seeing these apps showing up on car stereo systems, where people will be able to listen to internet radio. And, I mean, 10 years ago, you know, Sirius radio, I mean, nobody knew anything about it. And once they started putting it in cars and everything, then all of a sudden it took off. I mean, it hit the roof. And the same thing is going to happen with internet radio, because people are pretty much getting tired of hearing the same thing all the time. You know, I could tell if I'm late for work by what time a certain song plays, you know, where I am on the street.
Right.
You know, if it plays, if I'm at the intersection of 135th and Metcalf and I know I'm hearing this song, I say, okay, I'm running late, so I need to pick it up a little bit.
That's,
you know,
funny,
people are,
but I know
people
what
are getting
mean,
tired
right.
of hearing that, you know.
Right.
And it's you know, nothing against FM radio, but, you know, the gap is closing, you know. And, I mean, they're going to be developing these apps for new TVs as well. Because you can get some of them now. I mean, you could buy a TV now that's got an app for YouTube, Netflix, all this kind of stuff, where you could just click on the icon and you're connected, as long as you have wireless internet in your home.
Right.
And a lot of people have that now.
You know, at first when I started doing the radio shows 2 years ago, you know, it was just like one radio show a week, and, you know, it was, you know, I wasn't necessarily comfortable with it. I don't like the sound of my own voice and, you know, and all of that. And, you know, I had no idea what I was really getting involved with. And now, 2 years later, I'm realizing that, you know, internet radio is the way of the future. You know, it's just like the mainstream radio jazz station here, as you've heard me talk about, is closed down. You know, but the head person of that particular radio station has started her own online radio station.
They
you know,
are starting
so it's
up
like,
every
hey,
day.
You know,
there's
so
a new
like,
one popping
okay,
up almost
you know,
every day now.
Exactly. You know, and, you know, just depending on how this moves, you know, you never know, Stephen, Slava News Radio could maybe purchase its own station and become a 24-hour you know, online radio station also. You know,
oh, yeah.
There's so many capabilities, you know, with this movement and how I can find ways to support, you know, the artists that come my way. And that's what this is all about. This is all about, you know, being able to, you know, spotlight the artists, you know, so that they can be heard. You know, and a lot of times the mainstream radio stations are paying attention to the online radio stations. So, you know, they may hear an artist and really want to get that sound on their station, you know, and
yeah.
might reach out or whatever. There's just so many, you know, capabilities of, you know, what the potentials are. You know, now I'm part of a network across the United States. That's called Street Teams, and it's a conglomerate of all facets of the entertainment community, you know, from photographers to radio show hosts to promoters and all of that, you know. So I'm connected with that network twice a week, you know, through KLSL. You know, regularly I am connected to a filmmaker, independent filmmaker down in California. You know, last night he was asking me, okay, who's the new flavor of the day? What music you want me to listen to? Because I just keep reminding him, you need music for your movies? I got artists, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's not just about playing the artists on the radio. I'm trying to connect with other avenues. You know, I've got people ready to bring, you know, American artists over to the UK, you know, to perform.
Right.
You know, I'm connected with radio stations, you know, across the United States to around the globe. You know, I can get hip-hop artists heard on a station out in Massachusetts who, you know, being heard on Fat Jams 93.11, who is the sister station to KLSL. So,
mm-hmm.
It's you know, there's just so many capabilities, you know.
Oh yeah.
I'm dealing with artist managers. I'm dealing with artist publicists now that are dealing with artists that are on a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
That are independent artists that are, you know, really making moves and stuff. Sometimes it just like baffles me that, you know, I have these connections that are taking place, you know, but I think that a lot of it comes down to when you are consistent. And, you know, I don't necessarily waver, you know, from how I think and I feel about things, you know. And let's just put it out there. I was telling Leah last night, not everybody likes Lady Flavor. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
And, you know, that sensitive cancer side of me, you know, once upon a time really got my feelings hurt behind that. You know, but then I just realized that, you know, that's just the reality. Not everybody's going to like me. Not everybody's going to like my style. But sometimes personalities definitely clash, you know.
Right.
But the bottom line is, if we're in this game, everybody, we should all do it the right way. And it doesn't mean that we have to necessarily get along. You know,
right. And
because
it shouldn't
it's all
be
about
personalities.
Right.
It should
you
never
know?
Ever be about personalities. I mean,
exactly. So
it should be about, you know, the bottom line. You know, what am I trying to do as an artist, and what can Lady Flavor do to help me get there? And so if there's something that you could do to help me get to where I want to be, I'm going to go in my little pocket and I'm going to give up my dollar a month.
Right.
You know, just to help you do it. And it's an investment in me. You know, I'm not doing this to help you stay on the air. I'm doing this to help you stay on the air so people can hear my music. You know?
Exactly. So. And that's exactly how I want it to be seen. You know, this isn't like Lady Flava trying to be a charity case to anybody. This is about just building a movement. This is about, you know, like you said, keeping Flava News Radio on the air. You know, so you have this place to be heard, you know, to be able to grow this and see, you know, what direction we may be able to go in the near future and distant, you know, future. You know, because this is something I just believe that I will be doing until I'm, well, I can't say old and gray, huh, because I'm already gray. But, you know, get older, you know, that I want people to, you know that there was this little lady out there in Seattle, Washington that really believed in the movement of, you know, supporting underground independent artists, you know, and if I could be recognized for that would be such an amazing achievement for me. You know, I was up at my grandson's school today and I was talking to a young man because I kept looking at him yesterday saying, I know you, right? I know you. Well, it turned out to be the brother of a producer here in Seattle. But so he says, and you are? I said, I said, your brother knows me as Lady Flava. He says, oh, I know all about the Lady Flava movement. You know, so that warmed my heart, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I was parking my car today, and a hip-hop artist was yelling out the window, Flava, Flava Radio. You know, and it was, you know, I'm like, you know, sometimes, Stephen, I'll be honest, it's kind of fun being a public figure.
Yeah, sometimes.
Not sometimes. All the time, but sometimes.
Not all the time, no, but
no,
sometimes.
No, I know.
Yeah. Oh, God, but I can tell you some horror stories. But
okay, we'll do that on your next feature on the leopard carpet.
Oh,
but Stephen, I'm really excited. I'm excited about the projects that you got going on through SJF Music and the artists that you're working with. And you know, I'm excited about, you know, having the opportunity to like debut some of the pieces coming out of SJF Music. You know,
you're going to be debuting everything. You're going to be debuting everything that comes out of
Yay!
It. So you ain't got to worry about that. But yeah, I've hooked up with some very, very talented people. The guy you just played, Mr. John D. Green Sr. I mean, the guy could just play. I mean, that's all I could say. The guy could just play. And DeLon White, Leah Henderson, Melvin Chenault now. And a couple of people you guys haven't heard from, haven't done anything yet that we're working on some stuff for. Let's see who. Joanne King.
Arrestus.
Dakota Williams. I mean, we've got that pretty much all I can handle right now. But and trust me, you know that group, boy. They are a handful. Bunch of divas, yes they are. Lord have mercy. what was I thinking?
You're funny. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be absolutely amazing to, you know, hear what it is that you know comes, you know, out of your camp. Because what I've heard so far is just, I'm like blown away. It's just, it's beautiful.
I'm blessed to not only have some very talented people, but on top of that, they're just plain good people.
Right.
Every single last one of them. And that makes it a whole lot easier.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, we all have that chemistry together. We, you know, we're able to talk to each other, and everybody's willing to help promote each other, and it's an amazing thing to see come together. I can't believe I did it, to be honest with you. But it's something I've always wanted to do since the first time I heard Cosmic Slot by Parliament Funkadelic. I wanted to be a producer. So.
Okay.
So that's where we are right now.
Well, you know, you just stay tuned because, you know, the tracks are going to be trickling out, and you'll be hearing them first here on Flavor News Radio, and I'm just absolutely thrilled. And, Stephen, I'm just, you know, I greatly appreciate you, you know, as a colleague in the game and as a dear, dear friend and an absolutely amazing artist. So I look forward to, you know, your game, but, you know.
I owe you so much, okay? You helped me get my stuff out there so people can hear it. And, you know, I mean, I only want to think about what I'd be doing right now if it wasn't for you getting my music out there for people to listen to.
You know, Stephen, artists like you make it easy. You know, you do. You know, I think a lot of it is just in the gentleness of who you are as a man. But the talent, the beautiful sounds that you create. You know, I mean, people have, like, referred to you as Mr. Smooth. They've referred to you as creating musical medicine. You know, I mean, you create a sound that calms the soul. And I think in the era that we live in right now, that's something that people need. Some don't even know they need it. And if they ever have the opportunity to hear you, I think they will understand that. You know, and stuff. So, you know, again, artists like you make what I do very, very easy. And you know, I really honestly believe, Stephen, like, just nothing short than of God. I just really believe that, you know, for the connections that have come through Flavor News Radio and all of it. It's just come together so, so easy that it can't be anything but of God.
I know. I completely agree with that because, you know, we've all had our setbacks and everything and our little hurdles that we've had to go over to, you know, keep our individual and collective things going. But, you know, the hurdles don't really feel too much like hurdles anymore because it's kind of like, okay, you know, okay, I got this little obstacle in front of me, but, you know, I'll deal with it and keep moving on. And
it's
just the attitude that everybody has now that, you know, hey, okay, we'll roadblock it, but let's go ahead and tear this thing down so we can keep headed down the road.
Exactly.
And that's what we're all doing now, and it's an amazing thing to be a part of. And
it is.
You know, if any artists out there listening, they're thinking about, you know, becoming a member of this station, you know, I'm sorry, but I got to go back into my old drill sergeant mode. Hey, you need to do it, and you need to do it like yesterday, okay? Because trust me, you get your music, you get it right, you get it played on Blog Talk Radio by Lady Flavor. If your stuff is good enough quality, it'll get to these 24-hour radio stations. And I'm telling you right now that every FM radio station has somebody that just sits at the computer all day long and listens to different 24-hour radio stations listening for new music.
I believe you on that. I do. I believe
you
on that.
So if you got the opportunity to get for somebody to just hear the last 30 seconds of your track, and, you know, or something like that, say, hey, who was that? You know, and it's better than not doing anything. You know, it's better than trying to sit down at your computer and trying to coax people on Facebook and or MySpace or whatever. Hey, come by and listen to my music. Hey, come by and listen to my music. That gets old after a while, guys. I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, the hat, the water bottle, everything. You know, it takes way too much time. Okay? It takes way too much time. And you got somebody out here that will help you get your music heard. Please, please, please take advantage of it. before it's too late.
Well, the other thing, too, is that, you know, they can come on as a feature. They can, you know, they can get promos played to advertise their shows or their product. I mean, there's so much more on top of the fact of just, you know, playing their tracks. The station is all about the artist. So it's all about, you know, let's get creative together. Let's see what we can come up with to help, you know, get exposure for you guys, you know. So,
exactly.
You know, it's kind of like an
employee-owned company, you know.
Right.
It's kind of like what it is. It's like we all have a share in Lady Flavor News. So we should all do something to try to promote it, because we're promoting not only you, but we're promoting ourselves by doing the same thing.
Exactly.
And
it would be such a beautiful thing to be able to see artists saying, hey, I'm being heard on, you know, Lady Flavor News Radio, you know,
exactly.
Flavor News Radio, whatever. It would be a beautiful thing to see artists do that.
That's,
you know,
what these social networks are for, you know.
Exactly.
Just post it on your Facebook page, post it on your Google Plus page, post it on your MySpace page, post it in your blog. It takes every bit of, 4 or 5 seconds to post a link?
Exactly.
You know? The average person on Facebook has 130 friends. You got how many people have signed up so far to be a member of the radio station?
Official members is 12.
Okay, but you got what?
There's
how many 40, more 42, that?
42 that have agreed that they are going to before the month is out. And I have a total right now 163 artist tracks uploaded on my station.
Okay, so let's go with that number 42. If the average person has 130 friends on Facebook, most people I know have more than that, but especially artists, you know. If each one of those artists posts a link on their page and their 130 friends see it,
and
then each one of those friends, their 130 friends look at it, the numbers can be astronomical about how many people can actually, you know, tune in and actually listen to some of your music. I mean,
and the other thing is that, okay, you may be the artist that they're connected to, but they may come listen to the radio show and find other artists that they're really digging and want to get to know, too.
That's the one thing about fans of music. You can't find one person that only listens to one artist.
Right.
Usually, like myself, I'm fans of, oh man, a countless amount of artists. Okay, it's not that person is going to be a fan of mine and not a fan of yours. They may be a fan of both of ours. They may be a fan of, you know, 10 different independent artists. You know, we can share.
Exactly.
I mean, there's plenty out there. You know,
right?
And it's what, 6 billion people on this planet.
Right.
I mean, the chances are very good that there are about 1 million people out there that will dig your sound. I mean, the chances are very, very good that there are 1 million people that will dig your sound. All you got to do is find those 1 million people. That's it.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what a beautiful thing it would be is if every artist that is on, that's being heard on Flavor News Radio, also has a site where they can have their music digitally downloaded, you know, for purchase, because I think it would be a beautiful thing for them to create, for instance, you know, their own, like, mixtape or whatever that, you know, of artists that they've heard on Flavor News Radio that they listen in their iPods on a regular or on their phone or, you know, whatever it is, iTunes.
Hold that thought. I got an idea for you. I'll talk to you about that later. That Oh, man. Ooh, girl. Thank you so much for that. Yeah. Mixtapes. Okay. Yeah.
You know, but you just, you know, you just never know what, you know, what this could really turn into. I mean, the possibility is still endless right now, Stephen. You know what I mean? It's like
limitless. Definitely.
You know, you know, I mean, again, you know, I started out doing one radio show a week, you know, back in 2009. You know, to being so overly comfortable on the radio, huh? That I'm throwing up, you know, shows left and right, to then now, you know, having a total of 6 stations wanting me to come on board, but I've agreed to go on 3, you know. So it's just so amazing to me that this has happened, that, you know, the possibilities.
Yeah, definitely. And,
you know, my dream is if my dream could come true, I want to host a Flava Fest in Seattle, you know,
right.
and open it up to, you know, artists from around the world to come and hang and jam for the people of Seattle, you know. And so, I mean, yeah, the possibilities are just endless, and I just feel extremely good about this decision. I appreciate you, Stephen, for allowing me to use you as a sounding board as I, you know, was going through this process of, you know, of making some changes to what it is that I do here. And I think together this is just going to really turn into an amazing thing for the artists, you know, and for Flava News.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I said, you know, it's better than doing nothing. You know, at least now you're getting a chance to get your stuff heard.
Definitely, definitely. Well, you know, I guess I think we've pleaded the case of Flava News Radio good enough for tonight. I think, Stephen, I'm going to do another one at the end of the month.
Okay.
You know, as I continue to promote this throughout the month of September that we're transitioning into, I think I'm going to do another show at the end of the month to just, you know, allow, again, the artists to, you know, call in if they have any questions, or artists such as yourself or fans such as Eleanor to call in and you know, talk about why, you know, they've chosen to become members. You know, because I think that it's one thing when I try to sell what it is that I'm doing, but when artists have made a decision to become a part of it, I think that sells it even more.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
definitely.
So you know, I'm going to do this again, you know, at the end of the month, but I'm just going to continue doing shows. You know, I've kind of enjoyed doing the listening parties because I can put myself on mute and, you know, my grandkids can be screaming and, you know, whatever, and do, you know, and each listening party I've been playing 30 artists each show, you know, so I do want to give the exposure for the rest of September to the 163 artists that are presently uploaded. And let's, you know, we'll just see where, you know, where things go from there. But, you know, I appreciate my core family, you know, for the continuous support of who I am and what I do, because, you know, you guys help me make sense of this. You know, you help hold me up when I'm feeling frustrated, you know, and, you know, without that, you know, I made a walk away.
We all need that every once in a while.
Exactly. So I'm very, very blessed to have you and the rest of my family. I claim you all as my Flava family, and you know, let's just, you know, keep doing what we're doing. But Stephen, I want to play one more artist, and I have to tell you that this artist just really, really warmed my heart when he reached out to me. He has been an amazing supporter of who I am. He genuinely listens to most of my shows in the wings. He has wanted to connect me with, you know, other connections online when it comes to making moves in regards to online radio and, you know, the tools that are out there. And he is an official member of Flava News Radio. This is Chuck Eaton, all the way from Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Oh, Chuck.
Yes, yes. He is an official member. So I'm going to close out the show today with Drenched with Rain by Chuck Eaton out of Brazil. Thank you so much, Stephen, for hanging out with me on the show.
Not a problem, dear.
All righty.
Was raining too much. I stepped in the bar to have a coffee and wait. I met some friends. We began to play cards and bottles of wine were on the table. I confess that I drank a little more than I should. I think I was drunk.
Again, the artists that I played on today's show are all artists that have become official artists of Flava News Radio Movement. If you don't know about the Flava News Radio Movement, Flava News Radio is going to be transitioning into a members-only radio station, which will take effect in October of this year. So if you want to find out more about how you can become a member, if you are presently uploaded to the website, you are automatically approved to become a member. You just need to pay your dues, which is $1 per month or $12 for the whole year. If you are an artist that would be interested in being heard on Flava News Radio, you can definitely send your tracks to me at radio@flavanews.com. And once I listen to your tracks and approve it, I'll let you know, and then you can make your payment. Payments, again, can be made over at paypal.com using radio@flavanews.com as the send-to email. If you do not have the capabilities or prefer not to pay online, you can contact me at radio@flavanews.com for my mailing address, and you can stick those four quarters into an envelope, or you can get a money order made out to either Susan Koshy or Flava News. And, you know, let's get this moving. Let's see where we can grow the Flava News radio movement in 2011 going into 2012. I'm so excited. I appreciate everybody who is a part of this movement and to those who have allowed me the privilege of playing their tracks on Flava News Radio the past 2 years. Take care. God bless. And help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flava News Radio for underground independent artists.